welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 If I couldn't say anything else this morning, I would call up God according to what my grandfather used to say. Ain't God good anyhow? Back home, we used to say he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyhow. Ain't God good? Praise be to the God Almighty whom we serve. And we do give honor to him and him alone. For without him, nothing is possible. We do acknowledge and thank God for the leadership of this great church. And Reverend Pyfrom and Reverend Richardson, the head of the deacon board and all the deacons and the leaders of this church. And all of you, my sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ. For we are one body in Christ, under Christ, and only things are possible through Christ. And no big U's and no little I's. We're just God's servants, waiting on him to do what we cannot do, and that is to save our souls. Amen. I want to thank God for my husband this morning, because I would be remiss not to honor him, because I have to admit that I was in North Carolina yesterday and to my granddaughter's wedding. But Deacon Butler is some kind of man. He made sure that I made it to my flight, which was 2 hours away from where my son, oldest son, lives. We made it to the airport on time. We had to change planes in Washington, D.C., but he made sure I was on that plane headed for Newark, New Jersey, because he knew I had to stand up in this pulpit on this Sunday in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. There's nothing more important than God's work. So if you will pray with me for a short little while, I promise I won't keep you until your reservation has expired. Amen. Amen. Oh God, who is greater than the most powerful forces in this world, enable us to be still and know that you are God. Oh Lord, who answers out of the whirlwind of everyday life, breathe in us your Holy Spirit to strengthen, comfort, and guide us in the midst of life's dilemmas. Oh, still small voice, speak to us this hour. Empower our faith with Holy Spirit boldness, that we might become makers of your peace in our homes and in our communities and in our world. Almighty God, use our faith as a good orator and a noble speech to encourage mothers today, others as well as ourselves, to hold on to hope in glory during times of joy as well as times of difficulties. It's preaching time now, Lord. So speak, Lord, speak, and use me, your servant, to this end. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. If you would turn with me into 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm just going to read a few of those verses. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now there was a certain man of Ramah Zophim, Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives, shame on him. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped, verse 19, before the Lord, and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. I want to talk with you about have it ahead of your dilemmas. Have it ahead of your dilemmas. Today, I imagine that for the most part, mothers are excited for another Mother's Day. Many on the pew wait to hear a message of how wonderful motherhood really is. However, in our world, mothers have been exposed to conflicting currents. In the past, after being snatched from their villages in the motherland, slave mothers were caught in conflicting currents, chained in the hull of slave ships, stripped of their clothing, placed on auction blocks, oiled down, poked and prodded, held captive in a strange land, forced to hard labor, beaten, belittled, and broken. However, in the midst of such horror, they birthed children and nurtured them until they were snatched away and sold. In spite of all of this, if we were privy to go down to the hush harbor at night, a secret place where the slaves gathered to conduct business and to worship without fear, there we would find some mothers in the secret church swaying and singing. Sway and singing. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. Why do you suppose slave mothers and slave fathers could go on worshiping with the hope in God's glorious power to snatch them out of captivity? Could it be that they had it ahead of their dilemmas? On this Mother's Day, with a global mind's eye in our time, we see women in conflicting currents of abuse, conflicting currents of exploitation of child marriages, and some crying out, hashtag me too. They need to have it to go on in the midst of their dilemmas. On this Mother's Day, many of you are dealing with streams of conflicts, relationships with mothers. Children are in such turmoil until you feel physically barren, emotionally bullied, mentally bitter, and socially belittled. Some of you won't admit it, but you are trying to get to celebrate Mother's Day. You're trying to get there as your mate is causing an enduring attack that's pushing your spirit to the verge of brokenness. Yet, you are in God's house this morning. You're in God's church praising the Lord. Some of you are singing on the choir. You're singing hallelujah anyhow. Some of you are sitting on the pew shouting, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Some of you are standing in the pulpit preaching, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Come on, somebody. Some of you have to be able to keep on worshiping God because you have it. You have that which is steadfast, immovable, and you are always abounding in the work of the Lord because you have it. Do you suppose you are here with your eyes lifted up in spirit toward God's throne room of glory, because you have it, the most sovereign thing against evil spirits. You have it. On this Mother's Day, at least one up in here is not attached to a biological association, a gender distinction, a marital status, or a unified relationship. Yet you have stood in the gap, raised up a child, and found yourself in the midst of a personal storm. By now, that child you raised brought you some unexpected trouble in your life. By now, you have heard the preacher say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust over your child. But you showed up here on Sunday morning because you have it. I see you out there. I hear you out there. Some of you are saying, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. No matter what you've been through, you're here praising the Lord because you have it. Do you suppose, mothers, that you can look up because you knew ahead of your unexpected dilemma that you had it? Yes, this is Mother's Day, and many expect the preacher to preach a feel-good message, but God didn't give it to me that way. He wants you to know that you need it to keep on keeping on as a mother in this world. See, God knows that the dark side is causing chaos and havoc in many lives today. God knows if we are going to come out of the other side of dilemmas, we need to have a blessed victory in him. So in order to have a blessed victory in him, you got to have it. And if you have it ahead of your dilemmas, your it will be your good orator and your noble debater, and it is activated when you're in crisis. I know you know you need to have it so you can get through today and all the other days. I realize by now you're asking, well, Pastor, what is it? What are you talking about? Might I suggest that based on God's word, it is more than a two-letter pronoun. It is more than a vague word. According to scripture, this it is measured out and given to God to each one of us. This it is described as being the size of a mustard seed with power to activate a step aside miracle. I know you heard about this it that can move mountains. I don't know if you have a mountain, but if you got the it ahead of your dilemma, then your it will move the mountain out of your way. Come on, somebody. This it is precious than gold or silver. This it is so precious that it unites souls to Christ that cannot be snatched out of his divine hand. See, this it will cause God to get a grip on you. When God has a grip on you, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Come on, somebody. Is anybody going to help me preach this today? You got to have an it in order to be a mother who can handle your dilemmas. It is a connecting power that makes us one with him. That it prioritizes armor that you put on before you go into a battle. That it is your defending power. It makes you stand and fight the good fight of faith. That it, everybody needs some it up in here. And I want to say this, and I just want to ask you, do you have it? So this it is the substance hoped for, a thing hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, you cannot see it. You cannot hear it. You cannot feel it. You cannot taste it. You cannot smell it. Do you have the it, the invisible it that has power? Because yet, you have to have it. Without it, you cannot please God. You and I, Dottie, Lottie, and everybody need to have it ahead of our dilemmas to get beyond our most agonizing problems, to see that God is not hindered by human shortcomings. So would you like to know if you have it? Would you like to know the benefits of having it? So will you step with me? See, all that was just introduction. So will you step with me for a short little while to get a glimpse of the power of it in a woman by the name of Hannah's life? So if you come with me, we're going to go down to Ramah. See, Hannah lived in Ramah, more fully described as two heights. So two heights could say that, we could say with two heights she was living high. But then there is old Elkanah sitting over there in a rocking chair. Elkanah, a husband, a godly man. Each year he would travel to Shiloh to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of Heaven's army at the tabernacles. Oh yes, he provided for his family. Thus from the outside all seemed well. But in two heights, Hannah has a dilemma. In two heights, her husband Elkanah has two wives. Hannah, whose name means grace, and Peninnah, whose name means precious stone. Figure that. Therefore, Hannah, the godly woman, first dilemma was polygamy. See, Elkanah had a boo. Boo. See, Peninnah, who just seemed precious. This woman that Elkanah brought into Hannah's life was more than arm candy. She was more than an attractive companion, accompanying Elkanah in a public setting, a social settings, to give him social status. She was more than arm candy. She was a permanent fixture, a catty woman, a malicious woman, a spiteful woman, causing an uncomfortable rub in Hannah's life. Poor Hannah was in two heights with a smug husband, a church man. But he had confidence in himself. He believed he was the be-all be to the two women in his life. He knew the Lord, but he did not know that he was a cause of a great sorrow up in his house. I'm not picking on men today. It's Mother's Day. But we have a problem in Philadelphia. We have a problem in my hometown, Pemberton, New Jersey. Some women desire to get to Mother's Day to celebrate. But there is old smug Elkanah. Look at him in between the other boo sheets, who is more than arm candy. Every woman here is not excited about Mother's Day. See, God knows about those catty women. Those malicious, spiteful women who is more than arm candy coming between you and your Elkanah. If you're going to get to Mother's Day celebration, you have to have it ahead of that boo. If you're not careful, other folks' flesh desires will get in the way of you being able to hold up your head in the name of the Lord. They'll get in your way of you praising God anyhow. If you're going to get to celebrate Mother's Day, you got to have it ahead of Mother's Day. So on Mother's Day, keep your eye on Hannah. She's in her room all by herself as Elkanah takes his trip down the hallway. See Hannah, she is not dressed in her old gowns with holes in it. She has on what she always wears 24/7. She has on the shield of faith. Ahead of Elkanah's trip down the hallway, she had on the shield of faith. She has on her defending it. Come on, somebody. Her defending it is more powerful than the uncomfortable rub from Peninnah, the other boo. See, Hannah, women of faith, Hannah, women of faith, Hannah is fitted for warfare. So you have to be fitted for warfare. You have to be fitted to fight. You have to have on the whole armor of God. You have to be ready for battle because there's another boo around the corner. See, women, I know you want to celebrate, but you got to have it ahead of your battles. Your it will be used by God to conquer your hostile enemies. And we are told that Peninnah had children. But Hannah had no children. Therefore, Hannah's second dilemma was barrenness. The Lord had closed up Hannah's womb. And Hannah was dealing with an empty womb orchestrated by God. So no matter what method available for impregnation, if they had artificial insemination, it could not help her. If she could receive hormone injections, they would not help her. It did not matter what Elkanah's sperm count was. He would be shooting a blank because God had blocked the portal. Come on, somebody. We might have got real today. See, it did not matter. It does not matter what man think he can do. But Hannah was barren. And her deepest desire was to put on the whole, was put on hold. Think about this. Oh, Peninnah was fruitful. But Hannah was fruitless. Sometimes we desire one thing, but God is behind the scene doing another thing. So you and I might as well get used to it. God's timing of divine favor is up to God. God's favor has already been declared in heaven. We just got to be ready to receive it when it shows up with it. You and I have to be of good courage and wait on the Lord without it, because his will shall be done. And I believe today, I can't read your mind and I don't know your thoughts. And the Lord knows I have no special gift. I'm not a prophetess. But I believe that you are sick and tired of your Elkanah. And that pain in the oops. That pain in the posterior anatomy, Peninnah. But keep your eyes on Hannah to keep your hope alive. She was going through but had something that catty-carnal, spiteful, small-minded Peninnah did not have. See, Boo had fertility. Because she was having some sons and some daughters. We saw it in the text. But Hannah had fidelity. Hannah had the faithfulness of God. She had it. And then she had old sneaky Elkanah's love. Church, pay attention. See, Peninnah was putting out. But Elkanah was putting on his love on Hannah. Because he would give her a double portion. And think about it like this, church. Hannah was walking around in her size 7, a designer dress from Nordstrom Rack. And she was receiving a double portion, but she still looked good. And Peninnah, look at her. She's dressed in her muumuu, bought at Kmart Blue Life Special, knocked up, wearing her greasy bedroom slippers from making lamb stew. And receiving a single portion. Mothers, pay attention. Don't allow baby mama drama to spoil your day. Besides, she gets wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Fake pearls. Thinking she's precious stone. And you get the favor of God and your man. Go on and wear your gold ring, mothers of faith. With that 10-carat diamond from your love. He loves you. Get ready to celebrate Mother's Day. He's still with you, isn't he? No need to worry about that catty woman. Just wait. Look at the text. Her story is going to end. Yes, Hannah's desire was on hold. But pay attention to the work of the devil in the church. The Bible tells us that year by year, she went up to the house of the Lord. But old Peninnah was sitting there on that pew, looking at her and looking at the preacher, acting holier than thou. But she was provoking Hannah. So therefore, Hannah had a third dilemma. She was being bullied in God's house by the other bull. Peninnah bullying did not let up. The Bible said it made Hannah miserable. It's a terrible thing to be exposed to a catty woman up the street around the corner. But it will come on now. Can't you come to church on Sunday morning? Does she have to show up to get on your last nerve? When you just want to praise the Lord anyhow. is terrifying and terrible when that boo all along has been unlike that woman in the shoe. See, the woman in the shoe has so many children that she didn't know what to do. But on Penny Hot now, she knew what to do. There she is. She's tweeting and texting. She's Facebooking. And every 9 months, she's saying, it's a boy. It's a girl. And then she got the audacity to show up in church, sit on the front pew, spreading those babies out with their nappy edges, telling me, look at me. I got some more babies by Ekana. But keep your eyes on Hannah. Keep your eyes on Hannah. She had to have it ahead of boo. She had to have it ahead of barrenness. She had to have it ahead of bullying. See, Hannah wept and did not eat. So Hannah's fourth dilemma was brokenness. Is there a mother here to celebrate Mother's Day? Feeling broken by marital tumult, broken by social problems, broken by suffering beyond the pale, and your endurance is under stress, under such pressure that your appetite is gone. You can't even enjoy the collard greens and the macaroni and cheese for your Mother's Day because you're stressed. But I got some good news for you if you keep your eye on Hannah. You want to praise the Lord, but conflicting currents hinder your praise and spiritual appetite. But mothers, God sees you. He sees you enduring hardship as a good soldier in the army of the Lord. He sees you because we know a God whose eyes move to and fro. He sees the good as well as the evil. We know the God of Israel who does not slumber nor sleep. He never gets tired of watching over you. He never gets tired of looking at your mothers and seeing your dilemma. But there's some good news here because you came to church today. Your presence testifies that even at war, as Charles Jenkins sings, devil, you cannot have my family. No matter what's going on up on in your house, in Jesus, you have it. You have been fitted to fight. And if you sit in Hannah's dilemma, it will give rise to the evidence that when you have it, your it can help you stand all storms. If you sit with Hannah, who has God's favor, you will soon see that in God's grip of grace, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If you sit in Hannah's dilemma, and it seems like Hannah, boo, is about to get the best of her, because every time she thinks Elkanah is in the bed with her, there he goes down the hallway. He's in between boo's sheet. Yes, she's suffering with barrenness and bullying by a hater and a spirit of brokenness. Yeah. But come on, folks. This drama cannot destroy her because she had it ahead of her dilemma. Yeah. And when I look around, I see mothers all dressed up as beautiful evergreens who have been through seasons of fall, winter, spring, and summer. Yet, you are not looking like what you've been through. You're not looking like what you've been through. However, some mothers here with some accumulated wounds and some collected scars, desiring to celebrate Mother's Day. But if you could see what God sees when he looks at you, if you could see what God sees embedded in you, if you could see what God sees, you would celebrate anyhow. Because you are spiritually women of God. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made by God. Come on, somebody. You got to have your it ahead of your dilemma. Because when you have your it, you know who you are in God. You know you are a precious, precious stone. Yes. I want to tell you something else. I know about your iPhones. Some of you, before you came to church this morning, you sent your Bitmoji out. All smiles. Happy Mother's Day. It was delivered to your friends and to your family members. And since you said Happy Mother's Day, don't be distracted by scars of disappointments from your past. Take your mind off your scars. Keep your eyes on Hannah. See, when you keep your eyes on Hannah, you get a glimpse of what God is up to, even in the midst of your dilemmas. Notice Hannah had the scars of misfortune and mistreatment. But Hannah didn't use her scars as an excuse to walk away from God. Just because you had an issue at home this morning, get on up and come to church anyhow. Come on now, so you can keep your eyes on Hannah. You can't see Hannah when you're depressed. You got to keep your eyes on Hannah. She sat on the pew in bitterness of soul. That's what the Bible says. And she prayed to the Lord, and she wept in her anguish. Hannah's bitterness did not hinder her prayer life. I have no clue what you're going through. Some appetites for what you need to survive might be weakening. You might present before God with bitterness of soul, needing help. I have no clue what you are going through. Mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, and children. Something tried to interfere with your worship even today. But I do believe if you have a grain of it, that pleases God. The wiles of the devil cannot destroy you. I do believe, according to God's word, as Hannah, you came to church positioned in prayer because you desire a new normal. You desire a new normal that gets you beyond your scars and your past. You desire a new normal to get past all the collateral damage and barrenness and bullying and brokenness and bitterness in your family. Because you want to go on to celebrate Mother's Day. Keep your eye on Hannah. Now remember, Hannah went to church. Hannah prayed and she worked her it. She was working it so much until Pastor Eli was watching her mouth. Her lips were moving, but her voice was silent. Oh, Pastor Eli was sitting there on that stool. He kept looking at her. Oh, boy, is she drunk? She'd been moving. She'd been sitting there so long. And why she keep coming to church sitting in the same spot, doing the same thing, Sunday after Sunday? Is she drunk? So Hannah's fifth dilemma was she was belittled. Someone might tell you when you praise the Lord, it don't take all that. Someone might tell you when you shout, it does not take all that. President Barack Obama said, we all have experiences that challenges our faith. Let the observer think you are intoxicated. But you know you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost Spirit all up in you. Plead your case. Pray anyhow, mothers. When you pray, it's none of your business what others think about you. You just keep on praying. You're up against a formidable foe. And when you got to do is pray, you got to plead your case. Take a knee and pray. Lord, protect me with your divine restraint. Restrain the victory of backroom deals against me. Restrain the victory of pretenders against me. Restrain the victory from those who are going after me without a cause. Plead your case. When you plead your case, church, so you don't want to go to sleep on me. When you plead your case, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provider, will show up. See, when you plead your case, the power of prayer will bring down the greatest giants. You don't believe me? Ask David. When you plead your case, the power of prayer We're called a jailhouse rock. If you don't believe me, ask Paul and Silas. See, when you plead your case, if you're sick in your bed, when you plead your case, if you don't believe me, ask old Peter. See, Jesus will show up in his house, in your house, like he did his house. And your mother-in-law can get up and celebrate Mother's Day. Matter of fact, she can get up and cook the lamb stew. When you plead your case. And James said it this way. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. You got to plead your case. And we know that fervent in the Hebrew means hot boiling. You got to plead your case with a hot boiling prayer. Come on, somebody. I know you got a dilemma, but you got to have it. Unless you have the it, you cannot pray without ceasing. You cannot plead your case. Well, Hannah wasn't tweeting God. She sent him a hot, bawling, knee-mail prayer. But keep your eye on Hannah. Notice something by the time we get to the 19th verse of that text. Elkanah and Hannah rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord. See, when you have it, your dilemmas will not interfere with your worship. In spite of opposition, your it will refuse to quit. In spite of difficulties, your it will carry on. And then they kept and they went on up to worship. And after they went to church, now watch the power after you go to church, they returned home. They came to the house in Ramah. Yes, Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Well, so your dilemmas will not interfere with God's possibilities. Plead your case. Go on to church. Don't stay home. God has something else in mind for you, mothers. You have to be like Stella. You got to get your groove back because God has something else in mind for you. Go on to church. And then after you leave church, you got to be like Cool in the Gang. You got to get down on it. God will make it happen. Come on, somebody. Let's deal with reality today. They went to church, and then they got home, and they got down. They got down on it. The Bible says, it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. I ask you to keep your eyes on Hannah. She had it. She kept it. She worked it. Now God blessed her because of it. God gave her Samuel. Now on her way to celebrate Mother's Day. Come on, somebody. Pinhah is a gone girl. She's off the scene. I told you not to worry about her. Come on, somebody. I preach all of that to remind you and to remind mothers, women, men, boys, and girls that faith is the answer to your dilemma. Faith is the power that keeps you moving on. Faith is the power that says yes when the world says no. Faith is the answer even if you cannot detect it. Faith sees what you cannot see, the invisible. Faith hears what you cannot hear, the inaudible. Faith touches what you cannot touch. Come on, somebody. The intangible. Faith smells what you cannot smell. The aroma of God's love working it out in your life. I don't know about you, but faith is the answer for me. Is there anybody in here except me who knows that faith is the answer? Faith is the power. The devil is a liar. Hannah is on her way to a happy, happy Mother's Day. Amen. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in your power, through the anointing Holy Spirit, you have spoken to us. And thank you, Father, for reminding us that faith is the answer. ahead of our dilemmas. Faith moves the immovable. Faith handles the impossible. Thank you, God, for all the mothers and for all the fathers. Because without the fathers, there would be no mothers. That's why you put us together, so that we could be fruitful and multiply. So thank you, Father, for the mothers and for the fathers. Continue to shine forth your glory on this place. Bless now as only you can do. Father, thank you. So right now, Father, we open the door of this great church, because in this church, the word of God is preached. The word of God is lived. The saints of God are on one accord. And this is a loving church, a welcoming church. We know in this place, they hear thus what the Spirit has to say. And many cry out, what must I do to be saved? For God, thank you for this church. Continue to bless this church as we open the door of this church. Father, we admit right now that the door of the church is never closed. But out of the formality, we say the door of the church is open. But your church, Father, where your son is ahead, is never closed. So will you come now? This is your time. This is your time. It doesn't matter where what your station is in life. Just come to Jesus just as you are. You might be weary. You might be wounded. You even might be sad. But if you come to Jesus, you will find in him a resting place, and he will make you glad. Come to him and he will save your soul right now. Is there anyone? Come on your Christian experience. Come as a candidate for baptism. Come under the watch care of this great church. We come this far by faith. Oh, yes. The door of the church is open.